The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, we're back. My apologies for the 2 days off last week. Yeah, I got the nasty flu and it just hit me and knocked me down for 2 days. But on the mend today and ready to get a news show out for you all on this 22nd of July, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's happened over the weekend and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. We've got more leaks for you from the upcoming Google Pixel 4. These rumors, however, now are pointing towards maybe we're going to get hand gestures. Of course, we have been hearing about these rumors for a little while now. But what's leaked online now seems to be those rumors could be true. The photos that we're seeing now of the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL from those detached bezels have a little, shall we say, conspicuous hole on the right side. And given the placement of the hole, we don't think it's a camera or any other type of visual sensor. The cutout actually looks to be for that project solely. You know, that little radar feature that's supposed to be in there without having to actually physically touch the screen. As far as those other cutout holes on the faceplate, we pretty much know what those are for. Expect that dual selfie camera on the front, which we've also heard will be a face recognition or depth sensor. As always, Google ain't gonna say anything. These things have just been trickling out. We're still gonna have to wait till the fall to see what all the holes are for. To the USA for our US listeners, and those of you on DirecTV are probably not too happy right now, probably because you've lost your CBS affiliate. Another year and yes, another media showdown. In 17 markets, this including New York, San Francisco, and Atlanta, among many others, your CBS local channels have completely gone dark. Why? Well, because services like DirecTV and even UVerse, they've not been able to reach an agreement for new carriage fees. The big debate is, of course, with Nexstar. Nexstar just happens to be one of those companies over in the U.S. that just happens to have a buttload of local stations and keeps increasing the price pretty much every year for your cable so they can earn more money. Of course, when you ask Nexstar or say CBS, it's a completely different story. They're saying those folks over at AT&T and among other cable providers are using aggressive tactics and they're trying to underpay those local networks. CBS is actually warning its viewers the blackout could last a long time. Though in a lot of cases, it actually does get resolved pretty soon, sometimes a few weeks, maybe a month. But believe it or not, as a consumer, you actually can do something. It's called an antenna. Yep, lovely free television is still out there, and you can keep your cable and still get your local networks and not get caught up in this mess. And finally, speaking of mess, this sounds messy, not to mention a little creepy. Hell, it's just downright scary. Usually when those combinations come together, we're talking about Elon Musk. So what's old Elon up to now? Well, Elon, I guess, wants to insert some Bluetooth-enabled implants into your brain. You know, nothing real big. Now, of course, on one hand, this would be very beneficial. For people that, say, can't move a limb, this could be a miracle chip. Of course, like with anything else nowadays, there's that other little thing called privacy. Something that Elon hasn't really touched upon just yet. What he has touched upon is that this thing is pretty much ready for prime time. Now, we're talking about Elon's parent company, the Neuralink. Now, not only can these chips be used by stroke victims, cancer patients. Yeah, I know, that sounds great, doesn't it? Say you're just having problems with memory, or just want more memory. Well, it can give you a memory boost, too. In fact, 10 chips can actually be placed in your brain, and all of these chips will connect via an app on your phone. So, you're like me, are you thinking, how the hell do we get these things in our brain? Well, via a robot. Yeah, the startup has already built its robot. It will drill 2 millimeters into your skull. The chip's actually part of the device, and it will plug a hole right in the patient's skull. Once that's done, the chip is wireless, so you have no wires poking out of your head. Ah, so everything looks good aesthetically. Now, you did hear me correctly at the first of the story. Yes, it's ready for prime time. How soon are we talking? Next year. Chips in your brain by 2020. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website. Check it out for all of our podcasts, our blog review section. It's all over there. So much tech goodest stuff going on. Check us out on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, Have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.